When you think of milk, is it just the stuff that comes from a cow? With a huge range of alternatives on the market shelves, some members of the dairy industry say we need better labelling. The Wire's Rebecca St. Clair investigates, first by asking the public how they define milk.
The thing that comes from a cow?
Well, I'm lactose intolerant, so I actually don't drink milk at all. Milk to me, what I think of is soy milk.
In my family, we don't really drink normal milk, so we have alternate. So I sort of think of almond milk and soy milk first.
Okay, so I reckon milk comes from a cow, and I would define it as a drink that I would have in my coffee, or, you know, make me have strong bones.
Dairy, I suppose, but you can get soy and stuff now, so it's not even dairy anymore. I don't even know how you define milk. You can get so many different types.
The rise of milk alternatives such as soy, almond and coconut, all branded as milk, has unsettled some members of the dairy industry. Organisations like Dairy Connect are calling for a change in labelling to follow the lead of the European Union and Canada, where the stuff that doesn't come from cows is branded as a milk substitute. Sean Morgan is CEO of Dairy Connect and says milk is defined by law to be simply dairy product.
When we look at it from an industry state of view, we would look at the Australia and New Zealand Food Standards Code. And under the code, it actually defines the definition of milk as being the mammary secretions of milking animals.
There is now a push to change the definition of milk on labels because of alternative milks. What is the significance of the push to change the definition?
It's more trying to educate not just the consumer or the community. When they go and purchase at the back of the supermarket, at the fridge, and they see the differences between soy milk and milk from a cow, that if they were to buy the dairy product as against the soya, they're supporting the dairy industry.
What impact would changing the definition of milk have in your eyes?
It would enable the consumer to be made fully aware of the product that they're purchasing, that they would fully understand that the product is quite clearly in support of the dairy industry, the dairy farmer, the dairy farming enterprise, and will help ensure that they're able to continue to try to pay for their kids' school fees, put food on the table and pay their electricity bill, which we well know is being so astronomically high, particularly given the last few months when prices have been accelerating at the rate unbelievably seen before. Whereas the farm gate price, that is the price paid to the farmer for their nutritious milk, has not increased at all, but in some instances gone backwards.
Do you know if there are other countries that have changed the definition of milk from what it has been to support farmers and the dairy industry?
Recently, the European Union Court of Justice handed down a decision, and in that decision it determined that there would be a definition of milk that should exclude products from a non-dairy environment, plant-based product. That judgment was handed down approximately 2 months ago, and it becomes enforceable law throughout the entire European Union. It said in its judgment that the addition of the explanatory terms about plant-based products cannot completely exclude the likelihood of confusion on the part of consumers. In the US, there's a bipartisan piece of legislation being introduced called the Dairy Pride Act, and in its preamble, it talks about the nutritional value for human health that milk provides, and it would do something similar to what we're trying to do in Australia. That would more or less indicate to the FDA that they should enforce the definition that they have, which is similar to what we have in this country. In Canada, there is already in place definitional differences.
There is apparently little Australian-based evidence that consumers struggle to tell the difference between real milk and plant-based alternatives. Are they simply confused about nutritional benefits instead of what milk actually is?
I think that goes hand in glove. The importance of the nutritional value of milk should be clearly identifiable, and by being able to have an appropriate title as put out by the Australian New Zealand Food Standards Code, it would be able to continue to support that nutritional human health element.
While the issue is important to the industry and to Sean, when asked about whether labelling should change, the public had a variety of opinions.
I don't know if it's necessary or not. I think it'd be kind of confusing to consumers.
Nah, I think that's ridiculous. The whole point is that it's a milk alternative, so you put the milk on there so they know like what it's for.
I don't think it's necessary, as in I think when you read almond milk you know that it's made of almonds.
No, I don't think it needs to be changed because, like I said, people know what it is. It's always been this way. It doesn't really affect anything. It doesn't change what it is. Everyone knows what it is.
That report by The Wire's Rebecca St. Clair.